talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do another one on a Friday night. The FOMO is kicking my ass right now. I should be at fireworks night. Nah. Instead, I'm here to take your calls at 888-808-1019 because the Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Mets got smoked. We'll get to it. But that was a quick and easy get back to Yankee Stadium, get back home after an off day. Just a nice night to watch baseball and a cool night. So everybody's all right out there. And, yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to take calls. We're going to talk about some other stories in Major League Baseball. NHL draft tonight. And I mean, really, it's about the Mets and Yankees and where we are at this point in the season. We're now in the second half of the season. We're now getting close to the next Subway Series. We're now getting close to the All-Star break and trade deadline. And some things got to happen. You know, earlier in the day today, we learned that Griffin Canning, and we knew, but we learned that Griffin Canning was placed on the 60-day IL with a ruptured Achilles. He's done. And so the Mets have to make some kind of move, some type of decision here with this rotation because they need help. And the narrative for the start of the season was, wow, Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab is amazing. Wow, look at David Stearns, again, not spending on starting pitching. And even with Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas down, look what the Mets have been able to do. Look how many close games the Mets were able to win without their full complement of offensive weapons producing. The pitching was the strong part of the team, even the bullpen. But then that started to erode. The bullpen started to get tired. And as we're seeing, back-to-back starts from David Peterson, after he threw a complete game, David Peterson has not been good. Maybe he's hurt, but he can't be hurt right now. If he has something ailing him, he can't go down right now. He needs to be the ace. But they're in complete flux. Kodai Senga is out. Tyler McGill is out. Add Griffin Canning. And now you're relying on Frankie Montas and Clay Holmes, who hit a wall. Frankie Montas, who just got back and went 5 innings, 80 pitches, a good outing. Clay Holmes, who has never pitched this much by this time in recent time as a reliever. There's some question marks, and I think David Stearns has to answer those questions sooner rather than later because this is going to be an interesting stretch. For the Mets, this was supposed to be a get-right series out in P-Town, right? After you split the series against the Braves, you salvage that after the drama of watching Griffin Canning go down and the team saying, okay, we're not going to lose tonight. We're going to do this for Griff. We're going to throw a bullpen game and get the most out of the bullpen. You kind of knew that. Back-to-back nights going to the pen would not be the formula, and you kind of wanted David Peterson on the mound to kind of stabilize things and maybe get you to the seventh inning, and that wasn't what was in the plans. You have Peterson go out there, and in the first inning, he gets through, but in the second inning, the Buccos put up a four spot, small ball, just putting ball in the play. Trouble with a walk, and then a single scores the first run. Then Juan Soto, asleep at the wheel, takes two steps in and then can't get back to make a play on a ball that goes over his head. That Canario double makes it 2-0. Former Yankee IKF out there singles to make it 3-0. And before you know it, Tommy Pham grounds out, and it's 4-0. Pirates, the 33-50 Pirates, the fifth place team in the National League Central, at home on a Friday night wearing their City Connect uniforms, feeling good about where they are against the Mets. 888-808-1019. And a couple innings go by, and you do get another meaningless Juan Soto solo shot. But he's got 20 home runs now. He's going to be in the All-Star game, so no biggie. You got Juan Soto headed to the All-Star game. You can celebrate that. But ultimately, this game was cooked. They were done as soon as Peterson was done. He only goes 4 2/3, giving up 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 walks, 5 Ks. and you got to go to Blade Daywalker Tidwell for the rest of the game. Also, now Blade Daywalker Tidwell will make a start against the Brewers. And don't look now, but like the Brew Crew is pretty decent. The Brew Crew right now, they're facing the Rockies. They're up 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth. I did see before, you know, Jackson Churio had a three-run shot. Yankee farmhand Caleb Durbin is 2-for-3 out there. The Brewers, they're 45-36. They're pretty decent. And they're going to step right up and meet the Mets back at Citi Field after this series. So the Mets have to get right this weekend and win the next two games, because you go into this three-game set with the Brewers and then, bum, 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 the Subway Series. Mark Vientos, first night back. Mark Vientos activated. You need Swaggy V to bring his bat. You need that guy to be what he was for the team last year. The second half of last year into the postseason, he goes 0-for-4 with 2 Ks. Lindor, pinky toe, I don't know what it is. He goes 0-for-4 leading off with 2 Ks. Pete Alonso, 1-for-4 with the strikeout. Jeff McNeil, another guy, 0-for-4 with the strikeout. Too many 0-fers. Hayden Sanger, 0-for. You know, because you're in a situation now where you're relying on Hayden Sanger because Francisco Alvarez is down. Injuries and guys not playing well. This Mets team looks completely different than they looked to start the season. This Mets team right now has to answer a lot of questions at the trade deadline. They got to get healthy and they got to right the ship. Because just like that, let's see, did Philly end up winning? Did Philly end up finishing that game? They're going to win. They're up 11-0 now as I check back on that. They jumped all over the Braves pretty quickly. Yeah, they had six runs. They just put up 6 runs in the third. So Philly is most likely going to beat the Atlanta Braves. And then we'll check back with the standings at some point. But I know no Mets fans call my show, and I know no Mets fans want to talk to me. So let's get to your New York Yankees. Bam, 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 bam. I said the FOMO is kicking my ass a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx. I heard Milton out there ringing the cowbell. I heard the creatures hitting him with the, oh, oh, oh. I'm like, damn. Yankees baseball. Mets suck. Boston sucks. Box seats suck. Everybody sucks. I'm like, I should have been out there tonight. But it's my anniversary weekend. Tomorrow marks 6 years since I proposed to my wife before we went to the media day for the London series out there at Olympic Stadium when the Yankees took on the Red Sox. So I'm not working this weekend. I'm working tonight, but I'm not going to be on Sunday with any Sunday sauce. And I knew I couldn't. I could have went to the game and drove here, but I knew if I went to the game and they win like that, quick and easy, 3-0 shutout, and then they have the fireworks, I'm like, I'm not going to want to leave. I'm not going to want to leave. But I hope everybody's having a good time. The Yankee Stadium fireworks are awesome. And there were fireworks early for your New York Yankees in this game. We'll start with the offense because they didn't need too much offense tonight. Four hits to score you 3 runs. Started off with smooth Jazz. Pimping ain't easy, but it's under control. Jazz homers in back-to-back games. Jazz is locked in. I just listened to Jazz in the postgame, and I feel like, you know, he said a lot of things as far as what the team learned through this rough stretch, going 7-9 through these 16 straight games. He already is talking about how this learning experience is going to help them in October. And, you know, he gets it started tonight. He kind of, you know, hits that first home run to crack it open and get Yankee Stadium going in the second inning. And then Cody Bellinger, saved by the bell. Stay hot, Belly. Keep doing your thing, man. Cody Bellinger in the bottom of the third, singles. And that scores Anthony Volpe motoring. Yankees go up 2-0. DJ LeMahieu, singles. And that scores Paul Goldschmidt in the fourth inning. And then you wouldn't need anything else. But you know who I got to talk about right now? This young man, Will Warren. I saw him at Fanatics Fest on stage. He is growing up right before our eyes. I don't think any of us thought that Will Warren would be the version of himself that he is. He was supposed to be depth. As Marcus Stroman is coming back, and Marcus Stroman is going to pitch Sunday, as obviously Gerrit Cole went down, as we had the veteran Carlos Carrasco pitching for the Yankees team, Will Warren, who made his debut last year in a couple spot starts, man, has he matured. TWTW. I usually say TWTW, the will to win, but that kid has the will to win and the will to warn, because early in that game, it was shaky. Earlier in that game, he had 36 pitches, right? He had his strikeouts, but he also had his walks. You know, the umps, they start off shaky too in the beginning of the game. It's a feeling out process. But Will Warren bounced back with an 11-pitch second inning, and then after that, he was good. Will Warren goes five innings, only giving up two hits. And I think his prop, I think they were, you know, shout out to Jeff Nelson and Ryan Rucco. They were talking about his prop. He strikes out seven, and, you know, I wasn't sure if he was going to get there because of his pitch count, but he had three strikeouts early. He gets to seven strikeouts. This guy is leading the rookies in strikeouts in baseball, I believe. And I just think about how he got rocked in Dodger Stadium and how he learned from that and how he's been able to stabilize, and he has been solid for the New York Yankees. This guy is a whole rookie. This young man, he's got the stuff. He's 26, so he's not like a young rookie, but, man, he's been great. Homegrown talent. And, you know, the Yankees have needed this. Through this stretch, Will Warren has been good. As we, you know, complain about the runners left on base and not scoring with runners in scoring position, when they opened up the game tonight, they said that the Yankees were coming off going 5-for-43 against the Reds and losing that series. Off day was needed. They get back home. They handle business tonight. And you know what I even liked? Like late in the game, after, you know, the bullpen does its thing too. You hand the ball to Tim Hill, Fernando Cruz control, Weavy Wonder, and then Devin Williams, the airbender. And they all were great. They all had a strikeout. They all handled business. They didn't give up anything. But, you know, I liked Belly in the eighth inning, still fighting with a knock and a stolen base. Like, hey, let's try and add some more on, some insurance. They wouldn't need it. Devin Williams didn't blow it. Devin Williams is a different guy now at this point. They flashed his stats about how far he has come. And now he's in the closer role as they intended him to be in the beginning of the year. Man, the season is a roller coaster. It's ebbs and flows. It's a marathon. And if you love the team, you're going to be up with the team. If you love the team, you're also going to be down with the team. But you stay down till you come up. You don't get off the ride. None of us are getting on this ride because we expect this ride to take us back to the World Series. And I think going through this rough stretch that they just went through in June, I think it was needed. Humble pie is always needed. A reality check is needed. And I think they're going to learn from it, because this next stretch for the Yankees, if you look at the Yankees schedule, it's not kind either. You got to go up to Toronto, go through customs, and face the Blue Jays. And then the city will be watching a holiday weekend when you face the Mets. 888-808-1019. Other news from today. Spencer Jones. Go legend, young man. We started hearing rumblings earlier today about Spencer Jones potentially being called up. And that was true. And once it was confirmed, Spencer Jones ends up in the lineup for the Rail Riders. And in his first at-bat, he goes deep. 109.9 miles an hour off the bat. Now, I'm starting to look at this kid, and I met him. He's all of 6'7", and he looks the part. He looks like a pro. He looks ready to go. And I'm just wondering what they're doing with this young man. There's no room for him as the lineup comes out tonight. And I don't know how many people tweeted at me or text me as if, because Jason Dominguez had four hits in his last game, he's just automatically going to be in the lineup tonight. No, they're not. They don't do that. He's in a platoon situation. And he's also a young guy. And I know it's not good for his development, Keith. It's fine. It's fine. It is what it is. These are good problems to have, that Trent Grisham is having a great year. But what are they doing with Spencer Jones? 888-808-1019. Is this trade bait? Or are they fast-tracking him? Honestly, the kid has found the power stroke. The kid has started to hit home runs at a crazy clip. And, like, that's already legendary. Your first at-bat at AAA, you go deep to deep center. You love to see it. So, I mean, the Yankees have talent. It kind of makes you think about where they could be next year. Trent Grisham's going to get paid, and I don't know if the Yankees are going to try and pay Trent Grisham. Like, he's going to get paid more money than the Yankees really want to offer him. Belly is probably going to opt in and stay. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. But, like, is there an outfield next year with Spencer Jones in left? Or could he play center? Or Dominguez in left? Or Dominguez in center? And obviously Judge in right? Or Belly still here? And I don't think they'll bring Paul Goldschmidt back. Ben Rice will get that opportunity at first, and Belly can help at first as well. And shout out to Ben Rice tonight behind the dish. Ben Rice is actually a catcher, man. I was not sure that they believed in him as a catcher. And behind the scenes, I'm sure that they got him right and they got him prepared. And he's perfectly fine back there. When the lineup came out today, I was like, I'm good with this. I still have a little bit of issue with Trent Grisham leading off. He has good days. He has bad days. I feel like he has a little bit more bad days than good days tonight. 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Not great. But ultimately, again, they did enough. Belly with 2 knocks. Jazz with a solo shot. And the DJ drives in one at the bottom of the order. And the Yankees cruise to a 3-0 shutout win in 2 hours and 25 minutes. Returning home in front of 46,192 fans in the Bronx there to see the Bronx Bombers and the fireworks. 888-808-1019. I've got time tonight. I got time today. And I'm glad because I know there will be some people getting in their car soon from Yankee Stadium that watch the fireworks, and then their ride home will be a little bit later, and they'll call up and rock with me. So Yankee fans, tap in. We'll talk about where we are with the Yankees after this game. There are some things that have come out of Major League Baseball that I do want to address. Just some little stories here and there. You know, following up on the Ketel Marte story. Following up on, you know, our division. And we'll look at some scores and some standings and stuff like that. And, of course, Mets fans, dial 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me. I don't know if there's a live Rico going on tonight. I know you'd rather have Evan Roberts on the Rico talk about the Mets.
I don't hate the Mets.
Yeah, I don't hate the Mets. They got whacked. They got smacked. They did not make it happen tonight, and that's tough.
Ooh, is that a real score? Is that the real score? I'm refreshing. Is that the real score?
Yeah, 22-8. The Orioles beat the Rays 22-8 in Camden Yards. So your Yankees are a game and a half above the Rays in first place. Good times tonight. 888-808-1019. Call the fan. You got me till 2 a.m. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking baseball. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.